What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, July 15th, 2020, hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday. And also as a reminder, for you people who like to put things off to the last minute, it is the last day to file your 2019 taxes or request an extension, which you take it into October. Remember back earlier in this year, because of the COVID-90, they extended the deadline to file your taxes. It's today. So you may want to make sure that you've got that postmarked by end of business today here. All right. We've got a lot to talk about here. And as usual, I'm going to talk about the news until I run out of the news, at which point we'll open the phone lines for your opinions, questions, comments, and observations here. And probably for you people who like astronomy, Comet Neowise is now an evening object. Just after sundown, it can be seen to the northwest. And we have an article up there at whatreallyhappened.com. For those at the northerly latitudes, Comet Neowise up in the evening now, too. And I guess you could say, yeah, we're northerly here in Indiana. All right, let's talk about Ghislaine Maxwell. As we reported yesterday, she was denied her bail. She apparently broke down in tears. She does that a lot. She did that when she was getting arrested. She's denied bail. She must stay in prison until her trial, which is in July of next year. So she's going to be spending the coming year in prison unless she gets suicided. But the judge rules that Ghislaine has shown sophistication in hiding her finances and herself and poses significant flight risk. Absolutely, she does. So she's pled not guilty to all the charges brought against her. Now, apparently, at that million-dollar estate that was up in New Hampshire, was being protected by an ex-British soldier recruited by one of her brothers. So they had former members of the British Army literally guarding her while she was on the run from police. Yeah, I'd say she's a flight risk, all right. And here's the shocker. Apparently, Ghislaine Maxwell is secretly married, but she refuses to name her spouse. And there's another target out there. You can bet the people who don't like Ghislaine talking, trying to hunt down who the husband is, that he's in hiding good and solid. Anyway, remember Kanye West declared it for the presidency, and apparently that wasn't a joke. He really wanted to do it, but he's already dropped out, and he's dropped out of the race. But he was serious. He'd hired 180 campaign staff to get him on the ballot in Florida and South Carolina, but he's already decided to call it quits. So either he got cold feet or he got a phone call in the middle of the night saying, don't do it. Now, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is in the hospital with an infection. Now, she's a, three-four-time survivor of cancer, and she was admitted to the Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. Treatment for a possible infection. And apparently, yesterday afternoon, she underwent an endoscopic procedure to clean out a bile duct stent that was placed last August. Now she's resting comfortably and will stay in the hospital for a few days to receive intravenous antibiotic treatments. All right, let's talk about Joe Biden, Creepy Joe or Sleepy Joe, whatever you want to call him about. Apparently, he's channeling Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, as he unveils his $2 trillion climate agenda. He has a climate agenda, and it looks like everybody else's climate agenda from the liberal side here. And like Bernie Sanders and Alexandria, you know, they've always got the money. The money will be there. Doesn't matter how they get it. Remember when Alexandria first unveiled her Green New Deal? Everybody said, how are you going to pay for it? And she says, well, we'll pay for it. How? We'll just pay for it. How? We'll just pay for it. So anyway, Thomas Sowell is out there saying that if Joe Biden wins the presidency in November, that will be the point of no return for the United States. Now, Thomas Sowell was a senior fellow on public policy at the Hoover Institution, and he warned the U.S. might be approaching a point of no return. The tipping point that breaks the country could be the election of Joe Biden to the presidency. I would tend to agree with that, although I tend to think we may have already gone past the tipping point. I'd like to see us be able to turn this country around and take it back to an earlier time where the people had a better standard of living, the powerful weren't so powerful, the bankers were greedy but hadn't succeeded in their plans. But I think we really have gone past the point of no return. Okay, so everybody's asking, when will Senator Ron Johnson's promised Biden Burisma investigation report be released? After all, we're coming up on the election, and the Senate will be in session for a mere 37 more days before Election Day. Because remember, they take off early to campaign. So basically, toward the end of August, they'll gavel the Senate closed, and they'll all go back to their home districts to stump around and try and get reelected here. Now, Hunter Biden was a paid board member of Burisma Holdings. His firm, Rosemont Seneca, was paid over $80,000 a month during that time, despite the fact that Hunter Biden had no experience in natural gas, nor could he even speak the language. He did, however, have the vice president as his father. At the same time, Joe Biden was tasked with heading the Obama administration's Ukrainian policies. His crowning achievement was forcing the country to fire one of its top prosecutors, Viktor Shokin, who was investigating Burisma Holdings when he was fired. Now, Senator Ron Johnson told the Fox News audience, if there's wrongdoing, the American people need to understand that. Yes, we do. We need to know. We have a right to know. The government works for us, not the other way around. The sentiment is genuine, but how close is committee, the Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs, is to providing this understanding is unclear. And with the Senate in session for a mere 37 more days, time is definitely running out. Yes, politics and corruption. Well, karma tends to come around, and we've seen it already. Jimmy Kimmel, Ellen DeGeneres, Robert De Niro are some that come to mind. Kimmel got canceled by the mob. Ellen DeGeneres' nasty personality caught up with her and her ratings took a dive. Now Robert De Niro, who's made a second career of running around telling everyone he wants to punch Trump, is facing financial ruin. Okay, first of all, he's dealing with a very, very pricey divorce. But all of a sudden, his entire restaurant and hotel empire is collapsing. And suddenly the lockdowns don't look so great to Bobby De Niro. Oh, anyway. Goya Foods, under attack by the cancel crowd because the CEO of Goya is a Trump supporter. And it backfired horrifically. People are cleaning the product out of the stores. The shelves are empty. Goya's never had it so good. And there was a GoFundMe campaign set up to buy specifically Goya products for food banks. And so far, they've raised more than $175,000. So their slogan is support Trump and feed the hungry. Absolutely. Apparently, talk about, getting tired of all of this stuff. There was this all defund the cops, shut down the cops, and the NYPD shut down what they called the anti-crime unit, which had a bit of a bad reputation. But apparently it was being effective because now prominent members of the black community are calling on the NYPD to bring it back, to bring back the anti-crime unit. Let them go on doing what they were doing. They're getting tired of the high crime out there, which, of course, the liberals are blaming on loose gun laws. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. They're even blaming Indiana, if you can believe that. Indiana's to blame for the surge in crime in Chicago. All right, let's talk about coronavirus because that's still dominating the news cycle here. And the World Health Organization will not investigate the Wuhan lab where the coronavirus was kept. They announced Monday they'll not be visiting the Wuhan Institute of Virology during its investigation into the origins of the coronavirus, despite the fact that the lab held samples of coronavirus that were almost exactly the same as that which caused a global pandemic. Of course, there's an ancient Chinese proverb, never ask a question to which you do not want the answer. That appears to be at work here. Okay, down in Florida labs, they've been forced to acknowledge major errors after reporting positivity rates of 100%. Mistakes are being made. Journalists scouring the reams of data for discrepancies happened upon a bombshell Orlando Health has just confirmed that some of the data it shared over the weekend were wrong after journalists reported more than 50 labs showing 100% positivity rate or roughly around there. One local Fox affiliate looked at the numbers and contacted a few of the labs to confirm that their internal data matched the public data released by the state. As it turned out, some of these discrepancies were pretty extreme. Orlando Health, one of the organizations contacted by Fox, confirmed its positivity rate was actually 9.8%, not the 98% that had been reported to the state and the public. So they're still trying to fan up those numbers. Why? To sell more face masks? Or is it the goal of the Democrats to keep the coronavirus locked down and the economy shattered until the election in November to blame Trump for it? I don't think it's going to work, but that may be why they keep pushing second wave, third wave, fourth wave. By the way, I did conduct that little experiment last night suggested by the caller, and I put on one of those N95 masks shortly after taking a puff on a cigar, and I was able to blow smoke through the fabric on the front. Most of it came out around the outer edges, but some came through the front. So those masks really are a little more porous than we were led to believe. The CDC director says that COVID-19 cases could be brought under control in the United States in as little as 4 weeks, but only if everyone begins wearing a mask right now. Turning to the international news, the King of Jordan, King Abdullah, warned Monday any unilateral Israeli moves to annex territory in the occupied West Bank would fuel instability and dim hopes of a final settlement in the decades-old Arab-Israeli conflict. Monarch told British lawmakers the only path to a comprehensive and lasting Middle East peace was the establishment of an independent Palestinian state based on land captured by Israel in the 1967 war and with East Jerusalem as its capital. Any unilateral Israeli measure to annex lands in the West Bank is unacceptable, as it would undermine the prospects of achieving peace and stability in the Middle East. The monarch was quoted in a palace statement as telling British Foreign and Defense Parliament Committee members in a virtual meeting. And Hamas has issued a warning to Tel Aviv that any Israeli desecration of Al-Aqsa Mosque will ignite an armed struggle. Now, excuse me a second. They're probably responding to the decision to convert Hagia Sophia back into a mosque and realizing that Israel could take over the Al-Aqsa Mosque and turn it into a synagogue. And Hamas is right. That would just set fire to the entire region. Anyway, Hamas, in a statement released yesterday, said the Israeli regime will pay a hefty price for its encroachment on the revered compound and continuing violations of the mosque will be a cause for confrontation. The Palestinian movement also rejected an Israeli court ruling to close the historic Golden Gate, known as Bab al-Rahma in Arabic, and the only eastern gate to Al-Aqsa Mosque, underlining that the Israeli regime will not be able to withstand the power of Palestinians as the people can make the impossible possible and abolish the occupation schemes targeting Jerusalem al-Quds. Up in the European Union, their foreign ministers are seeking measures to deter Israel from expanding its sovereignty over the West Bank. Everyone seems to think this is a really bad idea, except Israel and the United States. That includes me. So early this month, the Israeli Foreign Ministry said that Tel Aviv would postpone the 1 July deadline for the beginning of a sovereignty expansion over large parts of the West Bank and the Jordan Valley, arguing that the Defense Ministry is still weighing the risks in the field of security as the move will have serious repercussions. Well, at least they recognize that. 11 European foreign ministers sent a letter to the bloc's foreign policy chief, Joseph Borrell, demanding the senior official provide them with a list of measures that could be taken by the European Union to deter Israel in the event that Tel Aviv moves to expand its sovereignty over large parts of the West Bank and Jordan Valley. Well, I remember when the 1st of July came up and everybody was waiting and seeing what was going to happen. And they said, well, it's not going to be today. We're going to do it, just not immediately, and we don't know when it's going to happen, but trust us, it will. So in a very real way, Israel has blinked on this matter. And maybe the rest of the world can apply enough pressure to kind of hold them off here. Turning over to the other parts of the world here, Trump has signed measures holding China accountable for repressive Hong Kong actions. And he signed this bill and an executive order yesterday related to Hong Kong in the aftermath of Beijing passing a new national security law. The measures end the city's preferential treatment by Washington and levy sanctions against Chinese individuals responsible for implementing the security law. Here's a sanction. There's a sanction. Everywhere a sanction. E-I-E-I-O. Trump told reporters at a press conference yesterday he'd signed the Hong Kong Autonomy Act, a bill passed by Congress earlier this month that allows the sanctioning of Chinese officials responsible for implementing the country's new national security law in Hong Kong. And today I signed legislation and an executive order to hold China accountable for its repressive actions, Trump said. Okay, Japan is getting a little bit nervous about all the hostilities taking place around it, not just China, but Korea. And so they've issued a defense white paper in which they're basically declaring there's an imminent threat of war in that part of the world here. This new defense white paper published by the Japanese Ministry of National Defense takes aim at Chinese expansionism and North Korean weapons tests, claiming they pose major threats to Tokyo. The paper claims Beijing is taking advantage of the COVID-19 pandemic to further its regional ambitions. Now, the annual white paper, which the government of Prime Minister Shinzo Abe approved on, well, yesterday, criticizes Beijing for relentlessly challenging Tokyo's control over the disputed Senkaku Islands, which China claims are its own and calls the Diaoyu Islands, D-I-A-O-Y-U. Despite protests by our country, Chinese official ships repeatedly intrude into our territorial waters around the Senkaku Islands, the paper said, according to the Kyoto News Agency. Anyway. Meanwhile, Beijing is slamming the U.S. and calling them a troublemaker for undermining peace in the South China Sea. And it denies allegations it's trying to create a maritime empire. Well, who is on whose side of the Pacific Ocean? You don't see Chinese warships, you know, doing freedom and navigation exercises off the Golden Gate Bridge, do you? You see all these U.S. and British and other allied warships sailing over the Western Pacific and basically acting like, you know, this is all our territory now. And yes, you can keep 12 miles of water around the islands. We decide it's okay for you to keep. So, according to China's foreign ministry spokesperson, Zhao Lijian, the U.S. has been the troublemaker and the disruptor of peace and stability in the region. Yeah, I can see that. Zhao was reacting to remarks by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who earlier accused Beijing of bullying its neighbors and trying to create a maritime empire in the South China Sea. Numerous countries, including China, have longstanding territorial disputes in the area. Well, it's easy to dispute and say, I really think this should be mine. But again, I want to refer everybody to the Cairo Convention, which was signed at the close of World War II, which basically said that all these islands that Japan had invaded and colonized during their expansionist period were to go back to their original owners, which happened to be China. Everybody signed on to the Cairo Convention, including the United States. And basically what they're saying now is, well, that Cairo Convention, that's, you know, late 1940s, it doesn't have any bearing, which continues a pattern we've seen with the United States just sort of walking away from past treaties and promises that they've made here. Britain is deploying their new aircraft carrier, the HMS Queen Elizabeth, to the Far East to counter Chinese expansionism. And it's basically a sign Britain is determined to adopt a belligerent approach against China. So they're deploying one of Britain's new aircraft carriers to the Far East. News of the potential deployment comes on the heels of Prime Minister Boris Johnson's decision to expel Huawei from the UK by 2027. We've got to take a break. Commercials. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show here. And this next story, it's a complex issue. And I'm going to try and simplify it as much as possible. Right now, the head of the Security and Defense Committee of the Iraqi Parliament has condemned Ankara, Turkey's ongoing cross-border operations in the country's semi-autonomous Kurdistan region against hideouts of the Kurdistan Workers' Party militant group, stating that Turkish forces are now deployed more than a dozen kilometers into the area. In other words, Turkish military forces have gone into Iraq, into the Kurdish area, a dozen kilometers. Now, Iraq rejects transgression of its sovereignty or airstrikes within its territory by another state, Mohammad Reza al-Haider told the official Iraq news agency on Tuesday, calling on the Baghdad government to address the issues. Now, there is a bilateral agreement between Turkey and Iraq that permits hot pursuits across the border between 5 and 7 kilometers from the border, but Ankara has exceeded the limit and Turkish troops are now deployed along an area stretching some 15 kilometers south of the frontier. So they're mixing it up a little bit there. Over in Armenia, Azerbaijan, they're not able to keep things peaceful there. 9 more troopers killed in new clashes on the border. At least 9 more troopers have been killed on the third straight day of clashes between the armed forces of Azerbaijan and Armenia on their border. Azerbaijan said 7 of its soldiers had died in fighting on Tuesday, including 2 senior officers. Armenia said two of its troops had been killed. Azerbaijan's Deputy Defense Minister Karim Velayev also confirmed that a major general, a colonel, and five other servicemen had heroically died in action. At least four Azeri troops had been killed in clashes on Sunday and Monday. The Azerbaijan Foreign Ministry also said one civilian was killed in an artillery strike in a village in the Tovuz region here. Now, Armenia is saying it shot down an Azerbaijani drone as the fighting continues into a third day. Over in Syria, they've captured some militants who are saying that they were trained by the United States and sent in to spy on Russian, Iranian, and Syrian facilities. And the detainees were shown to journalists near the city of Palmyra, where they were delivered by the Syrian army. The three men claim they belong to the Revolutionary Commando Army, a militia group based around the U.S. base in Al-Tanf in southeastern Syria. According to the detainees, they left Al-Tanf on motorcycles and rode north for a reconnaissance mission in the Mansoura sub-district of the Raqqa governorate. Upon reaching the destination, they were supposed to look for Syrian, Russian, and Iranian facilities. Okay, now the next one probably sounds good to the families of these men. U.S. troops withdraw from five bases in Afghanistan as part of the Taliban deal. I kind of imagine that the former Soviet Union sort of put it that way when they lost in Afghanistan. Soviet troops withdraw from so many bases in Afghanistan as part of a deal with the Taliban. But let's face it, whatever the United States hoped to achieve in Afghanistan, they didn't. Since the United States first began its occupation in 2001, remaining troops have had to aid the Kabul government in its fight against the Taliban regime. Now, Taliban simply means students. And it's a government that rose to power to fill the vacuum left by the United States simply abandoning Afghanistan after the Soviets withdrew. Nature abhors a vacuum, so do politicians. So Washington is now prioritizing an agreement with the Islamist group in an effort to end the ongoing violence. The Taliban's point of view is very simple. Give us back our country. U.S. has closed down five military bases in Afghanistan as part of a deal with the Taliban agreed to more than 4 months ago. The agreement committed to the removal of U.S. forces from bases within the first 135 days. All right. Well, at least we're getting out of that one. China has reaffirmed its firm support for the 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and five other world states, the P5 plus one, calling on the international community to put pressure on the U.S., which left the deal in 2018, to abandon a hostile push to reinstate sanctions against Tehran and deal even more blows to the multilateral accord. Speaking on the occasion of the fifth anniversary of the conclusion of the deal, named the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying on Monday hailed the accord as an efficient and successful model of multilateral diplomacy in resolving international issues. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action has become a key element of the international nuclear nonproliferation system, an important positive factor in maintaining regional and global peace and stability, and good practice of resolving regional hotspot issues through multilateral approaches. Now, China is wisely and prudently avoiding the issue of whether Iran ever really was interested in building nuclear bombs. And again, all of this went forward without a smidgen of proof that Iran was doing anything wrong or that they were in violation of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which they have signed and ratified, and so has the United States, which allows Iran to have peaceful uses of nuclear technology. But Israel doesn't want Iran to have any nuclear technology, not just because of the idea of a possible war, but commercial interests. Israel has nuclear technology that they're selling around the world, industrial destatickers and so forth. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And welcome back to our show here. And on the anniversary of the 2015 P5+1 nuclear deal, Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif of Iran draws attention to the United States' unilateral withdrawal from the accord in defiance of international law. Washington's contempt for law and diplomacy poses a security threat both to America itself and the entire world. Now, Zarif issued the warning in a post on his official Twitter account yesterday, concurrent with the fifth anniversary of the signing of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, which he described as last decade's greatest diplomatic achievement. The top Iranian diplomat said the occasion also was a reminder that U.S. lawless behavior should not be the yardstick by which international norms are measured. That's definitely quotable right there. Zarif also shared an image showing news headlines reporting Washington's withdrawal from other international agreements besides the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, and more recently from the World Health Organization. All righty. Now, Zarif also said, Iran will keep trying to send Yemen relief aid despite the Saudi siege. And Iran will keep up its efforts to transfer humanitarian aid to Yemen, denouncing continuation of the Saudi-led war and siege against the impoverished country as unacceptable. Zarif made the remarks yesterday during a video call with Hisham Sharaf Abdullah, his counterpart from the Yemeni National Salvation Government. Yemen's popular Houthi Ansarullah movement formed the government together with its allies in 2016 to undertake administration of the country's internal affairs. The allies were forced to come together after Yemen's former Riyadh allied government fled the country amid a political deadlock, refusing to stay behind and negotiate power. Like I said before, politicians hate a vacuum. Okay, the United States Air Force Research Laboratory is getting ready to test what they call the Golden Horde Bomb Networking System. And it's a new technology that would allow munitions to communicate with one another mid-flight, or in this case, mid-drop, making decisions about how best to attack their assigned targets. Now, the Air Force has long been researching linking autonomous drones and aircraft via artificial intelligence networks like Skyborg. But now researchers are looking to begin the first test of a related program that would allow bombs and missiles to make their own decisions on the way to their targets about how best to carry out those attacks. Now, let me give you an example of where this technology would improve things a little bit. Currently in the U.S. arsenal is a weapon called the Smart Pig nickname, because it's actually called the JSOW, the Joint Standoff Weapon. And it's a large canister weapon that is dropped over, say, a battlefield with a lot of enemy tanks. And it basically disperses these submunitions, up to 100 of them, I think, is what the capacity is. And the submunitions steer themselves toward a tank. Well, I think what this system, this Golden Horde, is that they could communicate with each other and say, well, I'm going to take out that tank, so why don't you take out this one over here? That way it's not just rolling the dice, you know, and you have six submunitions hit one tank and the tank next to it is unscathed. So I think that's basically the sort of context that this technology is being developed in. Anyway, the system is called the Golden Horde, named after the horse-mounted Mongol armies that conquered much of Western Asia and Eastern Europe. The Golden Horde's armies were organized into autonomous command units, making them dynamic and unpredictable and nigh undefeatable on the battlefield, since they could adapt to a changing situation faster than any comparable army that was trying to communicate with a single leader. All right, let's talk about the economic news now. Banks are bracing for an historic crash with record loss provisions. And for many years after the financial crisis, U.S. commercial banks were mocked when, instead of generating earnings the old-fashioned way, by collecting the interest on loans they'd made, or even by front-running the Fed with their trading desks, they would earn their way to just above consensus estimates by releasing some of their accumulated loan loss reserves, an accounting gimmick, if there ever was one, that would end up boosting the bottom line thanks to a few kitchen sink quarters in the aftermath of the Lehman bankruptcy. The thinking here went that, having suffered massive losses during the financial crisis, when all banks suffering losses so they could get bailed out, these same banks would then recoup billions in losses over time that would be run through the income statement as a reversal of accrued loss provisions, which is all banker speak for, we're cooking the books here. We're cooking the books here. But the important part of this article is they're talking about, they know there's a crash coming. Okay, there's a surge in small business bankruptcies underway, and the coronavirus didn't help here. And they give one example. Twisted Root Burger was a Texas success story, expanding from one casual restaurant in 2006 to 24 sites, including restaurants, bars, a brewery, and a theater. Now the company is moving toward bankruptcy. And he basically says, co-founder Jason Basso says, I'm not going to open that restaurant at half the revenue. I'm going to walk away from these restaurants. I'm not going to set myself up for failure. And that is a real problem, because you have these coronavirus lockdowns where they're saying you can reopen your business, but only for half the customers you had before. Nobody has that kind of resiliency built into their business plan. You know, they're operating on very thin margins already. The economy was already stressed. More than 500 companies filed for bankruptcy under the small business bankruptcy rules since February. June was the top month for filings with 131 cases. Many were filed in states hit hard by the pandemic, like Florida, Texas, California, New York, and Illinois. So let's talk about Huawei. Trump says he personally badgered U.S. allies into ditching Huawei, saying if they want to do business with us, they can't use it. So what he's basically out there is telling, if you do business with Huawei, you will not be allowed to do business with the United States of America, which only works if the United States is the truly indispensable nation in terms of what it can manufacture and what it can provide. But on the day when these other countries realize they can get along just fine without the United States, such threats will lose their punch. Unfortunately, it did work. Some kind of a deal was made, and Britain is going to scrub their 5G network of Huawei equipment before 2027. So Trump is claiming he was the driving force behind the ultimatum to Washington's allies, ban China's telecom company Huawei from their 5G networks, or face the prospect of no more business with the U.S. This has nothing to do with spying. It's got nothing to do with Beijing. It has to do with market share. It has to do with destroying your competition. Because on a level playing field, China's a manufacturing superpower and the United States isn't. So how's the United States going to maintain market share? They have to shut China out. By hook or by crook or by diplomacy or by threats or by bribes, they get these countries to do with, you know, American equipment, which may cost more and not be as good. In fact, I have a beef right now with the Panasonic company. I bought a new desk phone for my wife that was supposed to have Bluetooth in it. Can't get it to work. Brand new out of the box. Should have gone with something made in China. Anyway, we've convinced many countries, and I did this myself for the most part, not to use Huawei, Trump said in a speech at the Rose Garden yesterday. China, in response, is now threatening to pull their big businesses out of the Great Britain area and accuses Boris Johnson of being America's dupe for banning Huawei from Britain's 5G network. Liu Xiaoming, China's ambassador to Great Britain, said the way you treat Huawei will be followed very closely by other Chinese businesses. As he said, the decision has undermined the trust between the two countries. Mr. Liu said Huawei merely symbolizes how you treat China in comments which came after Beijing had earlier accused Boris Johnson of being America's dupe. Certainly looks like it here. George Galloway has a different opinion. He's saying the UK ban on Huawei is national self-harm. China's riposte could be devastating to the ailing British economy. Okay, so having alienated the remaining 27 members of the European Union and set Anglo-Russian relations back a century, Boris Johnson has just declared an economic war in China. What could possibly go wrong? The British economy fell by 20% in the last quarter, a bell which tolled on the very day the government announced a raft of moves which can only be described as a declaration of economic war against China. A country of 1.4 billion people and the world's second biggest economy, certain to be biggest by 2025. The proximate reason? That allowing Huawei into Britain's 5G rollout is a security risk. It's patently false. If that were true for 5G, it would be true of 3G and 3 and 4G. If it were true, then the company would have to be banished now, not in 2027, by when, incidentally, 5G will be so last year. It's not security. It's market share is what's going on here. Gary Schilling is out there saying that the Social Security funding crisis has finally arrived. He said, for a while, it was doing really good. You know, the Social Security Trust Fund was doing quite well in recent years due to the post-war baby surge into the labor force in the last decades of the 20th century, while retirees from the low birth rate Great Depression years were drawing relatively few benefits. The combination of these two forces pushed the Social Security Trust Fund balance from about zero in 1980 to $2.9 trillion today. He is not talking about all the you'll pardon the expression, borrowing that took place during the Clinton administration. Anyway, the coronavirus pandemic threatens to undo all those gains, and without swift action by the government, a new crisis may be at hand. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, Vox Media is preparing for company-wide layoffs in what could amount to hundreds of employees after missing their second quarter forecast by 40%, putting it on course to miss its full year target by 25%, according to CNBC. Now, Ron Paul, who's still out there, I mean, what he likes to do is saying, will the Federal Reserve cause the next riots? Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and San Francisco Fed President Mary Daly both recently denied that the Federal Reserve's policies create economic inequality. Unfortunately for Powell, Daly, and other Fed promoters, a cursory look at the Fed's operation shows the central bank is the leading cause of economic inequality. They can create money out of thin air. The more money they create out of thin air, the more the ultra-rich are worth and the poorer the ordinary people get. It's accelerating that wealth inequality. Now, there's an article that came out of shtfplan.com talking about silver slaps gold. And it attacks the conventional wisdom that gold is the best metallic asset to have by looking at how much room they have to grow here. And they go through some observations, and they see gold, they see silver, rather, hitting $21 an ounce, 12% up from today's. Before gold hits 2,000, which is a 12% gain from today's price as well. In other words, silver is gaining value faster than gold right now. Once gold does hit the $2,000 mark, silver will very quickly jump to $25. In other words, in the not-too-distant future, silver will emerge as the world's hottest commodity. There we are. Okay. Kind of a weird story here. This came out of CaliforniaGlobe.com, which probably makes sense here, talking about the National Education Association, which declares itself as a labor union and professional interest group representing public school educators, college faculty, retired, and future educators. Is this really what they're doing? Well, according to Merriam-Webster, a labor union is an organization of workers formed for the purpose of advancing its members' interest in respect to wages, benefits, and working conditions. Yet each year during the first week of July, the NEA hosts its representative assembly at which delegates adopt hundreds of new business items, most of which have nothing to do with wages, benefits, or working conditions. For example, the NEA supports sanctuary cities, abolishing ICE, the normalization of an endless number of genders, lenient discipline policies, ousting police, Black Lives Matter training in K-12 schools, and many more divisive political issues. Consequently, retired teacher Gerald Lee Smith and dozens of her dedicated colleagues attend this meeting annually to try and make the voices of teachers heard over the din of NEA's political agenda. For their trouble, Gerald Lee and their friends have been booed off the platform, spit on, harassed, deceived, barred from committees, and shouted down during standing votes. Together, they've experienced many offensive and demoralizing situations. But after decades of abuse courtesy of NEA, even Gerald Lee was shocked by what she witnessed at the NEA assembly last year. According to Gerald Lee, about 400 people filled a spectacular dark room, which is illuminated by rainbow-colored lights and filled with DJ's music. Dancers filled the dance floor, and a little girl on a woman's shoulders waved a rainbow flag at the foot of the stage. Several adolescent girls stood shyly by the sidelines. Spotlight shone on a huge, muscular, bare-chested drag queen in a sequin vest gyrating center stage while belting out descriptions and positions for masturbation. Mind you, there were little kids in the room here. So Gerald Lee had a desire to rescue the children immediately, and instead the NEA representative tried to make the adolescent girls comfortable with the scene, and a young man on stage spoke directly to the little girl. "Hi, sweetheart. How old are you?" She answered, 6. He asked, "Is this your first drag queen show? Are you enjoying it?" Enjoying it? She lost her innocence. This is not labor union representation. It's child abuse. And we seem to see a lot of this. Now, I have no problem with people who are gay. Okay, and what they do in their own home is their own business. I think where they're going to meet resistance and are meeting resistance is trying to go on out and get the rest of the world to normalize to them, forgetting that what is normal varies from person to person to person to person. Okay, you want to dance around in sequins, that's fine. Okay, but leave the kids alone. When they grow up, they may decide they want to dance around in satin instead of sequins. That's their choice. Anyway, let's talk about gun rights now. Giffords, the gun violence prevention organization founded by former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, announced the Road to Universal Background Checks virtual tour, a group press release announced. At a series of virtual gatherings focused on states with key Senate races, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords will lead conversations with candidates and other activists who will speak directly with voters about the importance of electing a new Senate majority that will finally pass universal background checks. Virtual gatherings is probably more than pandemic considerations behind that strategy. And there may be a reason, because other pro-gun control or anti-gun organizations that go out to press the flesh have a habit of trying to hide their activity from pro-gun activists, where they'll go on out there, like Bloomberg was having one, and they would notify the local support in the hopes that the pro-gun people wouldn't show up, which didn't work, by the way. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back after these two words.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to talk a little bit about the McCloskeys. Now, Mark and Patricia McCloskey was the couple that were protecting their own home with legally owned firearms when protesters broke through the gate on the, and started encroaching on private property. And police executed a search warrant last Friday, confiscated the couple's rifle, and later the pistol. They got it from the lawyer's office. No charges have been filed against the pair. No rounds were actually fired here. Now, I do have one beef with this story that came out of DailySignal.com. And it's a quote. Mark and Patricia McCloskey were seen in a video brandishing an M16A2 style rifle. Well, that's the kind of description that the anti-gunners would use, okay? What Mark McCloskey had was an AR-15, and they're not even close to being together. The AR-15 is a .223. The M16A2 is a 5.56 millimeter, fully automatic, in that it can fire three-round bursts. They're not the same weapon. Somebody sees, you know, a semi-automatic with a magazine and a pistol grip, you know, and it sort of looks similar, and they say, oh, it's an M16 military-style weapon. No, it is not. So anyway, GOP lawmakers wrote a letter to Attorney General Barr Friday urging the protection of the firearm rights of the St. Louis couple that saw their guns confiscated for defending their own home. And I hope Barr will do something. And the dozen Republican congressmen who signed the letter to Barr said the decision to commandeer the family's guns could have a chilling effect on all Americans. Well, apparently not, because firearm sales have gone through the roof ever since the Black Lives Matter Antifa riots have cranked up here. But you know what's going to happen? As the murder rates go up, the anti-gun liberals will be blaming the Second Amendment. They'll be blaming Donald Trump. They'll be blaming the guns. So the woke anti-gunners are going to blame your gun rights on the problems they've created. Now, over in Chicago, we mentioned this earlier in the show, Mayor Lori Lightfoot is blaming the city's soaring murder rate on Trump and Indiana, this state where I'm sitting here. And her rationale is that Indiana has very gun-owner-friendly laws. The gun laws and the knife laws here are very, very low-key. In fact, they're waiving the filing fee for a concealed carry permit. It's a very gun-friendly place. And so what Mayor Lightfoot is saying, well, they, you know, people can go across the border into Indiana. They can buy any gun they want. They could literally load up their vehicle with military-grade weapons. Okay, Lori, I have to stop you. I have been to gun stores here in Indiana, okay? And there's a lot of neat stuff out there, okay? But none are military grade. So she's just looking for somebody to blame because she can't keep crime under control in her city. It is out of control. Chicago's always had that reputation. But to blame Indiana? That is absolutely ridiculous. Okay, we're going to take a break for station break. We're going to open the phone lines, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.